Okay, there is a mean streak in my family. I can see how it has been passed down over generations, grandmother, mother, my sisters, a tendency to be dishonest and manipulative. They also have many positive qualities, but the quote-unquote mean streak runs deep. I've worked hard to overcome these habits in myself. At this stage of life, my familial relationships are mostly positive and harmonious. I do my best to steer clear of these shadows. However, I still sometimes run across their manipulation or dishonesty. It is always very painful to me, especially if it is directed at me. I would like to discuss or address it within my family, but this is difficult because the behavior is unconscious and there isn't interest in becoming conscious. My instinct is to distance myself when I see these unwholesome actions for my own safety and self-protection and to gain clarity and not react. Beyond that, I don't know what to do. They are my family, I love them, and I feel upset when I see these behaviors. There is no apparent recourse or means of addressing the situation. Any suggestions? I think it's hard enough to work it on ourselves. Trying to get your family to do it. it's tough. I think that from what's written, there's a really sincere recognition, acknowledgement of the pain that causes and the unskillfulness of the tendency, and an effort to free oneself from that. But sometimes with really close relationships like that, family, parents, siblings, sometimes it's too close. Unless the motivation comes from them, or the interest in change comes from them, it's really difficult to make it, put it on the table, just being cautious and clear in one's time with family, so that one doesn't get caught up, because those habits are learned and. They can run deep, and they can. It's easy to slip back in with conditions around. So that. I'm abbot of a monastery, teacher of many people. But I don't teach my family anything. that's not... why? I mean, they're not interested. My mom is pretty good. But I don't really try... usually I try to get her to come to the monastery so she hears Dhamma talks from somebody else. It was like this Katina, a month ago? Yeah, it's just a month ago. So I invited my mom down for a Katina, and then Ajahn Viradhamma was at Katina, Ajahn Jayanta was there, so they gave talks at the monastery, so my mom... joins in, and she joins in with everything. I try not to sort of teach. But then also, Ajahn Viradamo gave a talk at Stanford on Monday, and he gave led the meditation and the talk on the first Tuesday in Berkeley. And I didn't buy a return ticket till Wednesday. and I left on Monday. Yeah. I flew to England on Monday.